Hoyris per gimel mishnah beis. Koyim mashiach she'ovam imshichuse v'achachota. We mentioned the last mishnah that be'etzem a kohen gadol retains his status even after he's ovar from his avoida befoil of being a kohen gadol. But here we continue what we said in mishnah aleph, that there's a separate din that the maimid hakorban hamchuyeves is kifi shas hachet. And therefore, if he's ovam imshichusoy and then he did the averu, however, Hanosi, if he's not serving anymore as a melech, kedit, he's ois. The kedusha of a kohen gadol cannot leave him. The status of a melech is tolui in malchus befoil. Kohen gadol true is nimshach and it's chalanim and din melech, but it has to do with serving as a melech befoil. Mishnah Gimel, Chotu Achaloi Nismanu, if he did the Averu before he was appointed, so his Maimid Hamchuyeves Kapora is as a Hedit. Vachach Nismanu, he's appointed as a Melech. Harelu Kehedit, it's Peshas Averu that's Kever. Reb Shimon Oimer, over here we have a different halachim. Noidalem Achaloi Nismanu Chayovim, if they found out that they were Chayav Akorban, Yedias Chayav Akorban is a player when it comes to Kriv Chatas. We'll learn about this in Meseches Krisus. We had a drop of this in Meseches Shavuos. The Gavi Tumas Mikdash Kadosh. But over here as well, Reb Shimon Darshan's Gzeres HaKosuv, he holds that the Pasuk is telling us, the Pasuk says, V'im nefesh achas techto bishgogo me'am ha'oretz. It's a funny lotion. Torah doesn't usually generally use. From one of the common folk. Me'am ha'oretz means, obviously one of the common folk means not a Nasi, not a Kohen Mashiach. It's a Davar Pashut. They anyways have a different carbon. So he learns out, no. When they found out that they were chayv the carbon, they were still in that status. So im noidel amad shalom nismanu chayovim. Mishin nismanu, now they can bring a carbon as yichidim. If they were nisman already when it's noidel lohem, so then they can bring the carbon, they're potter. The Mishnah speaks out something that we spoke out a few times. The Nasi is a melech. Shenema v'osu achas mikol mitzvus Hashem alekov. The pasuk says the person who was speaking about a Nasi did one of the mitzvahs of Hashem. Now he did one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, and he the chayv krisus. It says Hashem alekov. The pasuk speaks out Hashem, the one who is his master. The Pasuk is telling us, in a very remezdika way, the one who has no master besides for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's that? That's a melech. We'll mention over here in this context, the Pasuk says in Pasha Shoiftim, Levilti rum levovo yana melech. A melech is mitzuvah not to be a balgaiva. Now we know that one of the worst midos is to be a balgaiva, but yet the Torah only says it in reference to a melech. So my Rebbe, Rebbe Michal Zilber Shlita of Yerushalayim, always says, Avertel, he says that for anybody else, the Torah doesn't have to be mitzvah, not to be a bal gaiva. Or to be shuftani askin, and we're talking about a fool? A regular person, if he has an ounce of seichel in his head, has nothing to be mizgoy, he's a nobody. A melech, who the whole klai so fears him, emosim mutla lehem, him, he already has a status, he's Yoshua Kisei Hashem. Maybe you would say he has what to be Mizgah. That the Torah has to be Mitzvah, Levilti Rum Levovoi. It's a word, but it's very Emes Lamitah.